Weiter in Shas, wir ins Wachen auf ein Ches, Pina Pana, ein Samen, Beis, Bada, 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 Pei, Bada, Mishtan, Bada, Mishtan. Zog der Heilige Mishtan, Dam, Shere, Sari, Bama, Yim, let's see if Dam of a carbon that get mixed up with water. If water falls into the cliché that is dominant, that wasn't yet thrown and spritzed and applied, and now the question is, can it be thrown in the Mizbeach in order to do Zerika? If it still looks like Dam, in other words, it's clearly not enough water that it diluted it, then it's going to be good. If the Dam gets mixed up with wine, then Rona Sukilu Mayim, we view it as if it was water. Says Rashi, and we evaluate, we estimate, if it was that this dam that got mixed up was been recognizable within the water, then it's going to be kosher zrika. But if it be that there's enough wine there that if it would have been water, that it would have been diluted to a point that it wouldn't look like that anymore, like wine anymore, like blood anymore, then it wouldn't be good. Let's say you have carbonic blood. They got mixed up with blood of a animal or a chaya that is not mukdash. Then, and we know a chaya is never brought as a carbon. Then rona soki lumayim. Again, we judge it by the water factor. If it's enough, that if it wouldn't would dilute it, then no good. But if not, then it's fine. Beep, turn up. Page. Ayin chesamen alf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein dam vato dam. Blood cannot be vato dam. Blood. That is sealed. Min bemino is not bottle. So even if a single drop of dam fell into a larger of unconsecrated one, it is going to be good for Zrika. Because it's not mevatled. Now, Nisar b'dam sule, and what happens if you have blood that's kosher falls into dam, that is pasul. Rashi says, kigon b'roveh v'nirbeh, o b'nishchat chutz zmana o chutz lamkomo. Then you shafich la'amma, you pour it out in the amma. The amma is this canal that was there, carried it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, v'filu hechsher kosher rabba olav, even if it's a lot of it, v'chein b'dam ha'tamtzis, you shafich la'amma, you pour into the amma, v'alfa b'shadam ha'nefesh rabba olav, v'mishim gzerich, them first become on the b'gamar, like we're going to see in the Gemara, the Pshat. Back in the Mishnah with Dama Tamsis, if it got mixed up with Dama Tamsis, the draining blood, as we know, they have the blood that's the Dama Nefesh that spurts out first and the water comes after, it's called the Dama Tamsis. You shapech with the Amma, you pour into the Amma to get rid of it. Rabbi the Yezer, because it can't be used, Rabbi the Machshir, he says, oh, that's Machshir. He says it's good, you can use it. Imlo Nimlach Vinosan, if he didn't ask anything and applied the Dam to the Mizbeach, kasha, then it is kasha. Like if the Kohen is doing that voda, didn't ask what to do with the mixed dam, but went ahead on his own and he zorik it, even Tanakam is going to be masking the tzrika is going to be good with the Evid, since the dam, the valid dam, is not really invalid, but rather it's just usher to use midir abanon, and therefore it's going to be good with the Evid. Says a Liga Gemara. This was taught only when water fell into dam. And so even if the majority of it is water, the blood is still going to be good if you recognize it as dam. But if the blood fell into water, then when it's as it falls in, one part at a time, rishon batel, each drop is going to be batel. And then you're not able to use this mixture. Amar Papa, Ule'inin Kisoy Enokain. But in reference to Kisoy Adam, we know after you shecht a bird, right, that when you or a chaya, you have to go and cover the blood. According to, in reference to Medulla Metz, that's not the case. Even blood that fell into water, it's able to use for Kisoy Adam. If you she'ain dichoy mitzos, because you don't have dichoy mitzos, they're not knocked off, they're not knocked out. Rashi explains that even though the first drop of blood of that animal becomes no good, it's pater for covering when it falls into the water, it doesn't become dichoy forever for the future. So when all the other blood falls into it and brings it back to life, and therefore it's used over it. Amar Eish Lakish, HaPigel VeAnoseh VeAtameh Shebulalon Zebazeh VeAchlon. Let's say you have pigel, and those are tummy stuff that gets mixed in with others. They get all mixed up. Hi. Yeah, of pigel, noser, and tummy pieces get mixed one with the other, and then you eat them, right? We know that anyone who has one of these type of things gets malchus if it gets warned, but this person ate one at a time, ate at one time a kezias of each of these usher things, pater. He's not going to be chayv anything, even if he was warned not to eat them, he's not going to get punished. It's not possible that meat of one kind of Isser will not be more over its counterpart, right? The other one, and be Bevatl. Shmamina Tlas, we learned out three things from here. Shmamina Isurin, Bevatl and Zedzet. You can have Usser stuff that can be Bevatl, another Usser thing. Ushmamina Nosin Tamirov Lav Doraisa. And also, we learn out from this that the din of Usser food, Assering a permitted food, by giving it flavor, even if the mutter food is in the majority, is not Doraisa. It's not a Doraisa Tikadin. Ushmamina Hasra Suffolk Lushmasra. So a Suffolk is not considered Hasra, because even though he was certainly over one of the Yisurim at the time, he's not going to be Chaya, because there's no way of knowing which one of the Yisur he's violating when he eats it. Masivra, because there's three different Yisurim there. Masivra, Frank the Gemara, Asa Isa min chitin or min orez, if someone made dough from wheat and rice, im yesh by time, dagar and chayv is b'chalet. If it has a taste of grain, then it's going to be chayv b'chalet. Afagav, the rub orez, even the majority of it is rice. But why don't we say that since midaraisa, the larger amount of rice, is going to be vatel the wheat, then the first going to be part of a machala. But the Gemara midarabanan, we're talking about only midarabanan. In fact, the Gemara ihachi in a sefer, if that's true, let's take a look at the sefer of that, Mishnah. That Adam Yose ba yidei chavatsu a Pesach, a person can be yotze with matzah baked from this type of dough on Pesach, which shows that even midaraisa, the larger amount of rice, does not nullify the wheat, because the flavor of the wheat causes the entire dough to be considered like it's wheat. Beep, turn the page. I have some base. Ella, rather, min v'she'eno mino b'tayma. The status of one kind of food mixed with something of not of its own kind is dependent on flavor. Min b'mino b'ruba, but if it's stone type, then it goes according to rov. And Rosh Lakish was talking about a case where two kinds of food with differing isurim became mixed. It's two same tests, bim bimino, that got mixed up together, therefore it's batel. Now, frankly, Gemara, unishar min bimino, kemim b'she'eno mino. We should calculate a mixture of min bimino like it's a mixture of min b'eno mino. So now we learned that in Mishnah earlier. Nisar of b'yayin, if dam got mixed up with wine, like we saw yesterday's daf, if nisar of b'yayin, if blood of a carbon got mixed up with wine, rowan also kilo mayim, look like it's water, and if it would be enough water that it would diluting it, then it's going to be no good, but if not, then it's going to be good. Right. My love, rowan also liyayin kilo mayim, doesn't it mean that we view the wine as if it were water to check out if the mixture is still valid for the carb, the avoda? Therefore, here also, we should look at the similar substance like it was a different kind of food. No, we look at the blood as if it were water, becoming disqualified just majority by a majority of wine. Yachi, if this is true, if that's really true, Yachi, then batel mi boilei. Then it should have said that the dam is batel on the wine. Why does it say that the blood is looked at like it's water? Ve'od tanya. Furthermore, it was taught in a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, man, Rona Sokilu Yain Adam, you look at it, this white wine in the tummy bucket, like it was red wine. I'm going to see soon. Im Diha Marehu, if, then kosher. If the color would have faded, by its dilution in the mikvah water, then it's going to be good. Vim La Pasal, and if not, then it's going to be Pasal. So we see that we look at a similar substance like it was a different type. It says Gemara Tanayi. This is a machlokes Tanayim. Oh, baby. The old Tanayi move. A Tyrell Tanabaisa. Delishishbo Yain Lovin Ochalovit Bilo. If there's a bucket, a tummy bucket that had white wine or milk in it, and he put it into a mikvah, right? He didn't pour out the wine or milk before putting it in. And Hochanacharov. We go after the majority to figure out whether the liquid inside is going to mess up the mikvah. If the bucket is less than half full with milk, then the immersion is valid, because when the mikvah water enters the bucket, the liquid in the bucket consists mostly of water. Tanakamba is going to say that we do follow a simple majority in the case of min bimino. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rona Sokilu Yain Adam. We look at the white wine or milk like it's red wine. Imdia Mariu Kasher. if its color would have faded by its dilution in the mikvah water, then it's going to be kosher. La puzzle. Not going to be puzzle. So the Tana Kama, this price, it doesn't agree to this idea of we look at it as if, right? Like we, and we follow his opinion that we allow a like substance to become nullified in a majority. Uramini. But we have a bit of a contradiction from a Mishnah in Mikvahs. Delishu mali rukin v'tbilav. You have a tummy bucket that's filled with spit, and someone put it into the mikvah. Kilu lo tavel. It's as if it wasn't immersed, since the spit is thick and the water can't penetrate, and it's not nullified in the water. Meraglayim is filled with urine. Ronas lo kilu yimayim, look at it like it's water. Bali mechatas is filled with the water of the chatas and the paraduma. Achiyuba amayim al mechatas. It's not going to be purified until the amount of the mikvah water that goes in the bucket is greater than the amount of the chatas water. Man shamet le d'isli roin. Who did you hear that holds to the principle of roin that we look at as if with a mishtah can look at urine like it's water? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani d'sagi l'ruba. And but the mishtah taught in its final din that it's enough to put the bucket with a majority of mikvah water over the chatas water. Why do we not need to view the chatas water as wine and require an amount of mikvah water that could diffuse the color? Amar Abaye lo kasha. There's not a kasha. Beep, beep. Turn the page. Ein tes amar aleph. Ha didei. This mishnah was allowed, which requires a majority of mikvah water to be mivat of the chatas water, is Rabbi Huda's opinion. That's his opinion over here. And ha, the rabbi, the one that's mentioned in the other brisa, which looks at the white wine as red, is going according to his teacher, who requires a stricter condition of bittel. Right? So the white wine or milk is looked at as if it's red wine. Only if the mikvah water could dilute that amount of red liquid, so that it would come out that the mixture would no longer look red, is it going to be a good tevila. The tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Ain dam mevatel dam. Blood did not mevatel utter blood. In rok mevatel rok. V'im reglayim mevatel in rei reglayim. These things not mevatel one another. And similarly, the urine of a Torah person can't nullify the tummy urine of a Zav that's in a Kli, even though there's more Torah liquid than the tummy stuff that's there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.